Hi there, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners. And in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to tell you why I think you should take part in my next Supercharge Your Website Challenge. Now, coming up next Monday is the final time that we'll be running the challenge this year. And what I'm aiming to do in this episode is to tell you about the challenge and why I started it and how it's grown to help over 3,000 website owners understand their websites better and why I think it's right for you to join and take part. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. It's amazing to think that this challenge has only been going just over a year, because it feels like such a big part of my life. It's like my third baby, in fact. I started the first one back in September 2019. And since then, I've run seven of these, with next week being the eighth. And it's become such an important part of my business. And I thought I'd give you a little outline of the reason why I decided to adopt the five-day challenge method as a way of driving more traffic to my business and to my website. So, a little bit of history. I have been taking part in pop-up Facebook groups now for well over a couple of years. They're not new, right? The concept of bringing users into a Facebook group that's temporary and only exists for a short period of time, like an event. I probably saw the first one like a couple of years ago, at the very least. I mean, I've taken part in dozens and dozens, all of different variations and shapes and sizes. And the idea behind a pop-up Facebook group for many marketers is a way of bringing lots of people together at once, a way of you being able to push out information about what you do, what you sell, being able to engage people in a positive way, show them videos, get them to engage back with you via tasks and kind of lessons. And then at the end of your time together, for you to pitch your service, your offer, essentially. It's kind of taken the place of the webinar, which has been going for yonks, where you sign up to an email list where you'll get emailed and told to join a webinar link that you click on, and then you get some free information for a bit, and then at the end they pitch to you. The issue with webinars is that they've started to get a bit of a bad rap, because they get people in with a hook, like learn my secret, a way of driving more traffic to your website, learn the secrets behind how to build a website really quickly. And the hook is great. People will join them and then realize, actually, they're not always getting value. And actually, the secret is having to buy the course. And I don't know, I feel like the webinar as a way of selling a course, it feels a bit icky these days, because unless you're really giving value in that hour, then it's just an elongated sales pitch, really. I mean, the ones that really grind my gears, the ones where you never see the person's face, like they just talk over the top of slides. And I know why they do that, because it's meant to make you focus on the slides better. But I want to see the person I'm buying from. I want to see the person who's created the course. And in my experience of running pop-up Facebook groups, because I have quite a bit, I found that people buy me. Like, they don't buy my course and now my membership. They buy into me. And I ran my first pop-up Facebook group back in January 2019 as a way of giving the 100 members who signed up access, free access to course material. that I was creating. And I would get their feedback and post the course material in the group. And in exchange for getting free access to lessons related to my expertise, how to understand your website better, how to set up Google Analytics, how to understand SEO, how to create emails, I would get feedback from them. And then I would be able to update the lessons and change them. I took on a lot of anonymous feedback in that first Facebook group. And lots of people stayed and enjoyed being part of the process. Out of 100 people, I think we got to about 10 who finished the course. And I actually managed to finish the content as well after 4 or 5 weeks. And 3 decided to buy from me, which was amazing. Absolutely awesome. The process, though, of creating content for people for free, just in exchange for feedback, though, that's no way to run a business, right? And I knew that. And I knew that the purpose of that pop-up Facebook group was purely to make sure that I committed to creating my course content. And also kind of sharpening my skills and learning how to engage with people in a pop-up group, how to jump on and do live video in that group as well, and kind of how to ensure that of all the 100 people who signed up, I got as many to the end of the process as possible. So it was definitely a learning curve for me, and I went through 3 more variations of pop-up Facebook groups in early 2019. Sometimes it was 3 weeks long, 2 weeks long, 10 days long. And the idea was I would take bits of my course, like a lesson here or there, and seed it into the group and ask people to join the group, do some of the lessons, and then they'd have a chance to ask me questions on like 2 Facebook Lives. And then at the end of our time together, I would pitch them my course. But the issue was that not many people who signed up in the beginning would stay to the end. I mean, the first 2 iterations, I sold 1, maybe 2 units of my course. In the 3rd one, I sold nothing. That's very humbling. And when I was doing the review of how that worked, I realized it was because no one was there at the end when I was doing my pitching. Everyone had kind of gone off. They got bored. You know, in order to see the posts coming from a Facebook group, there has to be a lot of engagement. People have to also click and follow that Facebook group. Some people just forgot they joined up. Like the hype was there in the first couple of days during the intro posts. Hi guys, come into the group. Introduce yourself and let us know about you and your business and why you want to learn how to drive more traffic to your website. And great, everyone would like bundle in, introduce themselves. I felt like, yeah, it's really going to be amazing. And then, like on the 3rd one where I sold to no one, I was sat on a live on a Sunday afternoon pitching my course, and there was a big fat 0 viewers as I was on my live. And I just remember thinking, yeah, this isn't working. This is not working for me. So I went off, had a couple of months break, and decided to create another course, one that I really, really wanted to create, called the WordPress Bootcamp. And this is a course that helps business owners learn how to build their very own WordPress website in just 21 days. And it was a pretty intense time. And it turns out the members who took part loved it, like absolutely loved it. Loads of people signed up at the end for lifetime access to the course. And some paid for kind of like a sort of a monthly subscription. And the way that I had set up the engagement in the group to get feedback, to bond with the group, was totally different from how I'd done it in previous groups that year. I mean, I even created a party on the last day, like on Zoom, and got the people who had made it to the end of the 3 weeks with a website. We all bundled on with drinks and cups of tea, if that was their bag. I put the disco lights on in the background and celebrated with everyone the fact that they'd built a website in just 3 weeks. And that sense of community and bringing everyone together and having people there at the end with an outcome. Oh my God, I was totally addicted to that. And it was around that time that I started to see the 5-day challenge pop up Facebook group, like everywhere. All of a sudden, I saw one and then it's like I saw 10. Stu McLaren from Tribe was the first one that I saw. He's awesome. High energy, brilliant. Helen Pritchard, the LinkedIn lady. What I really enjoyed about those two particular marketers' 5-day challenges was they got lots of people into their Facebook group over 5 days. They treated it like an event and they released tasks every single day. And then the challenge hard ends on the final day, the fifth day. You pitch in the week, but on the fifth day, whether someone decides to buy from you or not, they've got an outcome. They have got an outcome and they feel good about it. And it's the feeling good about the outcome that leads people to want to continue working with you. And I wanted that. I had seen in my WordPress bootcamp outcomes. I ran the WordPress bootcamp twice that summer, right? So we had 100 beta testers in the first test of the course. And then I tested it again 6 weeks later. And we had 150. And over half of each of those groups finished with a website. People were delighted for free, right? Remember, they access this content for free. People were delighted, absolutely delighted with the fact that they had a website that they could go off and use for their business. Absolutely delighted. And some of them, you know, we parted ways. I never saw them again. That was totally cool. Some of them decided to stay and work with me. But the relationship that we had was different just when I was doing kind of cold pitching, because they'd gone through something. They'd gone through a change in how they viewed their business. And that's what I wanted. And I saw that happening in the really good 5-day challenges that I took part in. And so I kind of bought in to Helen Pritchard and Phil Harrison's 5-day challenge method, which I highly recommend, by the way, seeking out. And they've lifted quite a lot of great engagement that kind of comes from the fit pro, like the fitness world. Like giving something tangible that someone can aim for by the end of the week. And in Helen Pritchard's challenge, for example, it is that by day 5, you will have more engagement on LinkedIn, which is really important for some business owners. And for me, I wanted by day 5 in my own challenge, I wanted people to have changed their minds about how they view their website. I wanted them to leave with something massive and actionable that they could do to the website that they'd neglected. So off I went, created 5 daily tasks that get released on a Monday morning, a Tuesday morning, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, very early. We release them super early for the early birds. But users have got all day to complete those tasks. And throughout the day, I would give feedback to the responses that everyone gave to their task, all in the Facebook group. So I went off and recruited 300 people. This is back in September last year, who all came into the group. I let them in. Whereas before people just trickled in, this time I let them in at a specific time and welcomed them and then created a lot of hype over the weekend before we started, you know, and brought a lot of energy, which is what I saw worked really well in the great 5-day challenges that I took part in. The bad ones that I took part in didn't have the hype, didn't have the energy. It didn't make you feel special for deciding to spend your what is effectively free time taking part in a group. Yes, you're going to get an outcome at the end of it, but it's people's free time. So I knew I had to make people feel good, feel amazing. So we kicked off. It was great. So much fun. It was so amazing to see hundreds of business owners talking about their website to me all at once. Totally overwhelming. By the end of day three, my hands were cramping from typing out responses in the comments. Each evening, I did a Facebook Live for like around sort of 40 minutes, an hour, answering questions that users had about the daily task. And then by sort of midweek, I started to pitch my kind of offer. But the aim was really for kind of users who were taking part, is just to get to the Friday. Lots of people did. They left feeling much better about their websites. I didn't get that many people to sign up to the WordPress bootcamp at the end of the first challenge. And as I was doing the review afterwards, and by the way, afterwards, exhausted, I couldn't talk for like 3 days afterwards, I realized I just sold the wrong thing to the wrong people. People were, they have already had websites who took part, right? They weren't coming in to learn how to build a brand new website. They were coming in to understand how to fix their existing one, how to improve their visibility of their existing website with their ideal customers. So I went back very quickly after we closed the offer and asked my list, would you want to buy into a monthly membership instead? Do you want to test a monthly membership with me? And for a very, very insanely low price, I offered access to kind of 3 group calls with me over the next few months. And you could get one-to-one advice from me about your website, and we could see where it goes. And like quite a few people signed up. And that is how the Supercharge Your Website membership was born. And, you know, decided to do another challenge as soon as I possibly could, 6 weeks later, which was in November last year. And the recipe, the formula that I kind of have for my 5-day challenges hasn't changed massively since then. So who is the 5-day challenge for? Well, it's for busy website owners, right? As we've established, it's for people who have neglected their website for a while. They've been spending all their time on the new shiny social networks, trying to get business that way, and not realize actually, if they invested some time and love into their website, it can make them money. You'd actually make sales using your website. And your website is an amazing tool. It should be at the heart of everything that you do with your marketing online. But you know, I've met some business owners who've exclaimed to me that they don't need a website, that they get all their business off of LinkedIn, that they get all of their business from Instagram. And I say to them, what happens when Instagram and LinkedIn kick you off or delete your account? You're not going to have that with your website. Your website is always there. And your website is a safe place to collect emails, to build up your email list. It's perfect for being found by search engines like Google. It should be like an employee in your business. And a lot of people get their websites built and forget about them. They don't refresh them. They're not aware of some of the new ways that your website can be found online. And what I aim to do in the 5-day challenge is get website owners who are business owners as well, is to look at their website with a kind of a fresh perspective in a way that perhaps you've not done before. So that is my aim with the tasks that we do every day. And we look at your website from your ideal customer's eyes. We look at it from the perspective of a search engine. I mean, we look at a whole host of things, but it's the daily Q&A sessions where the real magic happens, because each evening I answer questions that everyone who's taking part asks in the day. And we're meant to keep on topic. You're meant to ask questions related to the daily task, but you know, we've gone off into super tangents, and a lot of business owners want to know whether they need to rebuild their website, what tech they should have built their website on, WordPress, Wix, Squarespace, Shopify, what's right. Lots of people want to understand more about their domains, about hosting. We've had big chats about search and search engine optimization, emails, Facebook ads, Google ads. So all of the big topics have come up. It really depends on the mood of the group, essentially. But, you know, the aim is for people taking part is to go away and spend some time on their website that they wouldn't normally spend. It's hard to prioritize anything that you're doing for your business, especially if you're working on your business by yourself, like you're a solopreneur. You know, someone like me telling you, you really should put your website maintenance at the top of your to-do list is probably going to fall on deaf ears when you've got a million other things to do that aren't marketing related. You know, you've got to pack the parcels to send to your customers. You've got to do the books. You've got to pay people. You've got to come up with the ideas, deliver the service, create the goods, be the creator. So sometimes actually sitting down and focusing on your website is low down the list. And the aim with the 5-day challenge is to get it to the top of people's lists just for 5 days. And each task should take less than 20 minutes. I mean, some people spend all day sometimes on the tasks. But the aim is to take 20, 30 minutes or less, and you'll get feedback. You'll get a response on each of the answers that you give. And like I said, you've got a chance to ask questions and join me on the evening live calls as well. Since I set up the challenge off that kind of second run a year ago in November 2019, I've grown the team who's in the group to help me answer the tasks, the task responses. Like that first one, I did everything myself. Like I responded to every comment. I sent out all the emails. I use a messenger bot to notify people when I'm live in the group, and I would send that as I was going live. I mean, I don't know how I did it all. So in November 2019, I recruited a virtual assistant called Sharon Luce, who's a technical VA, and she was part of my WordPress bootcamp, who's remained on the team ever since. I don't know what I would do without Sharon. And we've just got bigger and bigger since November last year. We scaled it down. I went back down to just sort of less than 200 people just to test a few things. But then by the time we kicked off 2020, January was pretty big. We had over 300, nearly 400 people in the group. And then we ran another challenge in March, and I got a previous challenge participant turned member who's also been on this podcast as well, Emma Haney. So she's one of the team who helps provide feedback on the daily tasks. And then just in the last challenge, we brought in Sarah Latham, who is another member of the Supercharger website membership. So the team who help me respond to the daily tasks have all been through my challenges, have all been in my world. They all understand the type of thing that I would give feedback on and their own perspective and advice, because they're all website owners. They all use their website to create business for themselves as single business owners. They've enabled me to turn this challenge into something much bigger than I ever anticipated a year ago. Next week, we're looking at around 600 members. Obviously, it's a time when here in the UK, we've been told that we must stay in at least until the end, the start of December. And when with the kind of what's dubbed as lockdown two, right? And when that happened the first time, we just started a challenge in April, Well, no, lockdown had just started when we were about to do the third Challenger of the Year in April. And oh my God, we just weren't expecting the numbers that came in. We were inundated. People were looking to get answers for how to understand how to make more money online. We just didn't realize that. And people saw the challenge as a way to help them understand how to get up and running with a website, how to drive more traffic to an existing website, how to start taking payments online as well. That was a big conversation. And I'm assuming that we might be covering a lot of similar topics as business owners start to realize that they can't just rely on face-to-face business, on a bricks and mortar business. Actually, if they're not fully online, if they're not fully selling online, that they're not going to be able to grow. So I'm very excited about what's going to happen next week, the type of conversations that we're going to have in the evening lives. And hopefully, as you've been listening to this, you've been thinking, yeah, I would really like to take part in this. So if you want to, then please check out the show notes and the kind of link over on the blog post for this. I'll make sure that that's in there so that you can go and sign up. We're going to close registration for this round of the challenge by midnight Sunday night. So midnight on the 8th of November. So you've got, at the time of me publishing this and recording this, you've got less than a week to sign up to the challenge. And then, like I said, it's going to run for 5 days. We release a task each day and then have a closing party on the Friday night. The group will remain open over the weekend, like that weekend, so that those who work in the week can catch up. And we still give feedback here and there to kind of some of the task responses. But essentially, the challenge is closed. And then we tie it all up, remove everyone, delete all the content, archive the group on the Monday so that we can focus on the people who are in the Supercharger website membership. Like I said before, my main aim, and this happens again and again, is for users to get to, like, members, superchargers, as I like to call them, is to get to the end of the week with some key actions that they can do to their website to make it seen by more of their ideal customers. And we don't just get people with one to do. People have a laundry list, like to-do lists as long as their arm, and they love it. They're so happy by the end of the week. And a lot of people decide not to join the membership and head off, and that's totally fine. My main aim, genuinely, hand on heart, is to get people to the end of the week caring about their website. And people talk about being like they're buzzing by the end of the week. The fact, like, we've had feedback that our challenge is the like one that really gives feedback. That it's not like other challenges. Like, we take the time to answer every question and provide feedback on every comment, every screenshot. I really go to the effort to ensure that there's nothing techie, that like too techie in the language that we use that will bamboozle people. The aim is we get people excited about their website at the end of the week. Like, people love attending the evening lives, and if they miss them, like, they get sad and upset. Like, we have people from all around the world taking part in the 5-day challenge, like literally all around the world. Just off the top of my head, obviously USA, Canada, like lots of lovely people from Canada have taken part. Last time was Brazil. We've had people from Colombia, South Africa, Australia, lots of lovely Australians take part, and Kiwis in New Zealand as well. Singapore, we've had China, we've had people in the UAE, lots in Europe and Ireland, lots and lots in the UK, loads in Spain, in France. I'm not sure we've had anyone from Japan yet. I'm quite excited to see if we can get members, the superchargers who are kind of based in Japan. But, you know, the time zones are all out for them, but they get up in the middle of the night to come and attend the lives. And more importantly, people come back for the challenge again and again. Like, people, like, I have my regulars who come back every single challenge. I love seeing them. I love seeing how their websites are getting on. And if that's you, by the way, if you're listening to this thinking, I've already taken part in the challenge, I can't do it again, come back. We need you back. It's so important for me and you to see how your website's progressed. And if you could get any more advice. And the people that take part in the challenge two or more times really get a lot of benefit out of taking part. So that's kind of the story of how I started the challenge. And hopefully my enthusiasm about it is showing you why I love it so much. We're all, the team are always exhausted at the end of every challenge. I mean, giving thousands and thousands of pieces of feedback and engagement to the users, you know, really kind of takes it out of all of us. But when I ask how everyone is on the team at the end, they say, I loved it. I loved it so much. And to see the superchargers who take part, the amazing feedback that they give, that they loved it as well, just means this is why I continue to do this. And this is why it works so well for me to drive traffic to my business, to my website. And I'd love to see you there next week. So thanks so much for listening. Like I said, the link to sign up to the next 5-day challenge will be in the show notes. It's over on my blog, heyvickyjakes.com/blog. Or I think there's a button straight on my homepage as well. And you'll be able to see me talking about it a lot across the socials this week.